Picture a single-aisle jet pushing back from Madrid, climbing out over the Atlantic, and not touching down again until it's on the ramp in Washington, D.C., 8 hours in the air. One aisle, two engines, and a fuel tank built into the belly that changes what a narrow-body airplane is allowed to do. This is Radio Hangar, I'm Tower, and you're listening to ATIS. Today we're talking about the Airbus A321XLR and the routes it's opening up right now in 2026. Before we get into it, a quick word. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight, from first solo to airline transport pilot. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. All right, here's what you need to know. The A321XLR, that's Airbus's extra long-range variant of the A321neo, is now operating a growing list of routes that, frankly, no narrow-body airliner had any business flying a decade ago. We're talking about a single-aisle jet with a published range of around 4,700 nautical miles. That's roughly 8,700 kilometers, and that's not a marketing number. That's the airplane in service flying it. Iberia was the launch customer, and they've been the proof of concept. They started with Madrid to Boston last year. Now in 2026, they've added Madrid to Washington Dulles and Madrid to Philadelphia as regular XLR routes. These are transatlantic city pairs that used to demand a wide body, a Boeing 767, an A330, something with two aisles and a lot more seats to fill. That's the shift. The XLR doesn't just fly farther than a normal narrow body. It flies farther with about 200 passengers on board. And that math is what's rewriting the route maps. IndiGo, the big Indian low-cost carrier, is the other story to watch. They've taken delivery of their first XLRs, and they've announced service from various Indian cities into parts of Europe and Central Asia that were previously out of reach for a single-aisle operator. We're talking about routes like Mumbai to Manchester, Mumbai to Athens, Delhi to Rome. These are long, skinny routes, not enough demand to justify a wide body every day. But plenty of demand for a narrow body with extra tanks. Aer Lingus has the XLR flying Dublin to Nashville and Dublin to Indianapolis. TAP Portugal is running them from Lisbon into smaller US cities. Wizz Air has them on ultra-long leisure routes out of Central Europe, and American Airlines is expected to bring their XLRs online later this year. Now, the headline doesn't tell the whole story. Here's the part I want you to understand. This airplane works because of a permanent rear center tank. Airbus calls it the RCT. It's built into the structure of the fuselage, holds about 13,000 liters of additional fuel, and that's the piece that lets this jet do things a standard A321neo simply cannot. Maximum takeoff weight is up around 101 metric tons. The engines are the CFM LEAP 1A or the Pratt & Whitney geared turbofan, depending on the operator's spec. The certification path on this airplane was not quick. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, and the European Union Aviation Safety Agency, EASA, spent a lot of time looking at that rear center tank. Fuel tank integrity under crash loads, fire protection, ventilation. There was real back and forth between Airbus and the regulators, and the final design has some differences from what was originally proposed. If you've been following this airplane since it was announced in 2019, you've watched that process play out in public. This affects you if you're a general aviation pilot in a few ways that aren't obvious. First, airspace. More narrow bodies flying transatlantic and transcontinental routes means more traffic in the oceanic track system and on the arrival procedures into secondary airports, Philadelphia, Dulles, Nashville, Indianapolis. These fields are seeing scheduled international wide body style operations at airports where that wasn't the norm. If you fly Class Bravo transitions into any of those, expect the arrival banks to shift. Second, slot pressure at medium sized international airports. Smaller fields that used to have one or two international flights a day are now getting more. That means busier ramps, more customs activity, and in some cases, new instrument procedures or updated noise abatement requirements. Check your notices. Pay attention to changes at your home field if it's on that list. Third, and this is the one pilots keep asking me about, the 8-hour narrow-body flight. Single aisle, two lavatories per cabin, no crew rest bunks on most configurations. From a pilot duty and passenger experience standpoint, these are long days in a tube that wasn't originally designed for this mission. The operational planning around crew rotations, diversions, and emergency scenarios over the North Atlantic is genuinely different from wide-body ops. The airlines running these routes have had to build new procedures from scratch. If you have friends flying right seat at Iberia or Aer Lingus, ask them what a Madrid-Boston day looks like. It's not what you'd expect. One more thing. The order book on this airplane is deep. Over 500 firm orders across more than 24 operators. So whatever you think of the mission, the XLR is not a niche product. It's going to be a significant piece of the world fleet for the next two decades. The routes we're seeing right now are the first wave. By the end of this decade, the map is going to look very different. That's the story. Reporting today from Simple Flying with context on the certification history from earlier FAA and ESA documentation. You can find everything we cover, plus the full aviation news rundown at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower. Keep the shiny side up, and I'll see you on the next ATIS.